This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. There's been an effort that I think we may have talked about on the program, or at least on the air before, about trying to get more people to come to Galesburg for jobs, among other things. And one of those is trying to bring young professionals back to Galesburg. The Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce and the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development have worked together on that recently. So we thought we'd talk about that with Jessica Linder, Executive Director of the Chamber, and Taylor Ishman with the partnership. So thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you for sure. Talk a little bit first, I guess, maybe in broad terms about what this is and kind of how this came about. I know, Jessica, we've talked about similar things before, but this sounds like maybe this is just kind of an extension of some of that, right?
A little different take on some of it, sure. So, like you said, we've talked on here before about the issue of population. And the reality for much of the Midwest and many communities like ours is that we've seen population loss over the last decade or so. And so now we're all really fighting for a little different narrative than in the past of wanting jobs. We have jobs. Now we need people. And they may be attracted to a whole gamut of things in all reality. But we're really, this is part of the battle for talent across the United States. And we, I know at both of our organizations strategically are really pivoting ourselves and focusing on helping our companies that are here recruit those folks and help them retain. So this is just kind of an extension of that. So we created this program to connect people that are maybe from here and coming home from the holidays back to their community. Kind of a, hey, while you were out, welcome home.
And Taylor, this is the sort of thing that it sounds like based on, I guess, an initial thing you did last month, that this maybe in a small way is kind of already working, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're unfortunately not the first ones to come up with this idea, but we came across it and thought it was a really good idea and something that we're all from out of town. None of us are from Galesburg, Jessica or I. Mm-hmm. And so this is something that we would be interested in going to, you know, when we return to our hometown. We just thought it was a really, strategic way to get young professionals in the same room with employers, with other young professionals, just to really see, you know, what has changed about Galesburg. Why is it a great place to live and work?
And what did you hear from them?
We heard some really good feedback that night. And, you know, in addition to showing off the employers, and it is to that idea that there are other young people here, because that's often a stumbling point for getting young professionals to move to small communities is, sounds silly, but who am I going to date? Who am I going to hang out with? Those are the kinds of things that trip people up when looking for a new place. So this really showcased that. And we did hear some really great things. We actually did an ideation tower. I'd never heard of this before this event.
Yeah, what is that?
So we basically took a large Jenga set and had people write on the Jenga blocks what they would find in their ideal community and built a tower out of it. So it was very cool, kind of building our own little community. It was fun to see the feedback.
Some attendees really wrote some very insightful things like dog-friendly community, great Wi-Fi, great coffee shops, you know, a strong school system. Mm-hmm. And it's good to see that Galesburg has a lot of those building blocks, as you could say, for a great community.
How do you sort of balance those things? Like, it sounds to me like it's kind of balancing, like I would know, like balancing a personal and a professional life. How do you put those together, I guess, and kind of make it all balance out to make the area sort of, I guess, appealing for a young professional?
I think one of the things that we're learning in really 21st century employment is employers are getting smart and realizing that it isn't just 9 to 5 that's important to retaining someone. It's about their health. It's about their social life. It's about their, you know, mental health as well. Mm-hmm. And this is part of that. So we've had, you know, we've talked as well about our Young Professionals Network that the chamber runs. And many of them were there to greet these folks for Reconnect. But that program really is one we're using for this exact reason, because employers are calling us and saying, hey, we're actually doing okay. You know, we've recruited 4 or 5 people to the area. They've taken positions. They moved here. They're going to leave. They don't have friends. They're going to work and they're going home. And so that integration and really setting up the building blocks for life is what keeps people in a community. So we're trying to make that a little stickier for them.
Jessica, it sounds like one of the ways that helped was having, at least with this event that happened last month, having the folks right at the top of Knox and Carl Sandburg Colleges helping with this effort,
yeah.
too.
Absolutely, yeah. They helped us make some reach out to their alumni as well, just inviting folks who were going to be back. So it also served as a great connection point for them to see what people were up to. So that was a really great point of connection. And we did some short speaking during the event, and the speakers that did, none of it was scripted, I'll say that. It was just kind of, hey, you've got a couple minutes, say what you feel, say what you want. And all three really hit on very similar messages of, we're so excited that you're home. This is a great place to start a career, to build a career, to start your family. And those messages, and the Knox County Brewing Company was there, which we can talk about it too, to do a tapping. And Matthew Hansen from the Brewing Company talked for a few minutes as well, just about their experience of moving here from Texas.
Well, when their ribbon cutting happened, I remember him specifically saying that he thought this was going to be just maybe sort of like a stopover type of an area, but he grew to realize that this was an area that you can stay in for a while.
Absolutely. This was a refresh point for them. They came with the intention to just catch their breath for a minute, and they found themselves looking around going, oh my gosh, our kids really like it here. We like it here. We have family nearby, and cost of living is wonderful, and they've started a business.
It all sucks you right in.
Of all the things that you discussed that you heard from these young professionals, what is the biggest stumbling block, and what can you do to make that better? Is it just kind of keeping the message positive, or is it maybe something more complicated than that?
One is just getting people that aren't from, or they're from Galesburg and they're coming back to Galesburg, getting them to look another time at their hometown. It's easy to miss the low cost of living, some of the great unique restaurants that we have here, and some of the different amenities. It's very easily to miss that when you get caught up living somewhere else and you just think of it, oh, it's just Galesburg, it's just where I grew up. So we really tried to position ourselves to have the attendees see some of the different things and the uniqueness of Galesburg.
Jessica?
I would very much agree with that. I think a lot of it is just the education. And, well, you and I we're probably beating a dead horse here, but we've talked about this on this program. Locals have the same problem.
Yeah.
And it's that, oh, there's nothing to do. Well, that's not true, but we've really taken the step up to show them what there is. And I think just putting in front of them, one of the things we did that night was several restaurants donated food, and they were some of our kind of hip restaurants.
Or newer ones.
Yeah. Right. So ones that millennials and some of our younger professionals would probably be looking for, or maybe thinking they wouldn't find coming back to their hometown. Yeah. So to be able to have some ethnic food options, some of the like baked and the funky pizza and like different multiple breweries, those aren't things that they'd necessarily think they'd find when they're coming home, kind of tunnel vision on, I'm here to see family, I'm going back to life. So just to show them and just showcase, even just for a few hours, and open that perspective was really good, I think.
I'm out of time, but What do you do with that knowledge? Where do you go from here, Taylor?
So we have, I know that WGIL has talked about it earlier, but we, this year, the Chamber and the partnership have developed a Guide to Greater Galesburg.
Yeah.
It has a whole wealth of knowledge about all things you need to know Galesburg, healthcare related, transportation related, fun.
Spouses.
Yeah, there's a lot of information in there. So we have them on both our websites. So you can find those there.
And the easiest of those might be your website, Jessica, which is?
Galesburg.org.
Okay.
And then the partnerships is?
KnoxPartnership.org.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Anything else real quickly we need to add about this?
I think just that we're really excited to be able to continue these efforts, and hopefully we'll be back to talk to you more about what we're doing. And if folks do have interest in the area of talent, reach out. We'd love to hear their thoughts and have them partner with us in the future. So
this is a great thing. I appreciate it. Jessica Linder with the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, and Taylor with the Knox County Area Partnership. Thanks so much to both of you for coming in. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Will.
Sports and business news straight ahead on Galesburg's Evening News.